we have so much to be thankful for. I just want to say at the beginning of this message, Lord willing, we're going to wrap up this series on Thanksgiving. And I don't apologize for preaching so many messages on Thanksgiving this year. There's been four in this series, and I don't know if you've counted, but there were two others earlier in the year. That's six this year, and I make no apology for that, because I'm telling you that this is something that we're supposed to be living every day. And for the most part, a lot of the body of Christ just kind of has their own Christian version of complaining like the world does. And I want to challenge you once again today that as a people of faith, we should be giving God thanks all the time. And especially during a time like what we've been living through this year, it's easy to find something to complain about. It's easy to fall into that negative mindset. So many things we could be upset over. But how much better to give God thanks in and through it all? Anybody glad that you're saved? Anybody thankful this morning for the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, it's an old song. You all know it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me. You know, when you really understand His grace that saved you, I don't know how we could ever not realize that every good thing in our life came because of His grace. We didn't deserve anything from Him. It is all by His grace. How many are thankful for some past victories? Anybody been through some battles and come out on the other side? There might be some who haven't. So you might raise your hand to let somebody around you know that your God is real and that He does answer prayer. Yeah, that second verse, it goes like this. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. It was grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Battles already won. Anybody been healed? Anybody been set free from anything? Marriages saved? God has blessed you financially? I'm telling you, we've been through a lot of battles, but we come out on the other side. We got so much to thank God for. In fact, if the Lord never did another thing for us, we owe Him our eternal gratitude. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. He's still answering prayers. He's still bringing victory in our life. He's not done. See, He hasn't stopped delivering the bound. He hasn't stopped healing the sick. He's a miracle-working God. He's still pouring out blessings on those that believe and obey Him. I'm telling you, He still keeps His promises. Yes, we already have so much to be thankful for, but we need to be thanking God also for what He's gonna do. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to understand, there are no mistakes in the Bible. When the Bible says, gives us the victory, that is what it means. He didn't say, who gave us the victory. He could have, because certainly God has already given us a lot of victories in the past. But He gives us the victory. God is currently, right now, giving us victories. We just need to believe God. We need to expect it, and we need to thank Him for it. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, yes, thank God for the past victories, but we got to keep moving forward by faith. We always remember the past victories because it strengthens our faith. In fact, there was times when the Lord rebuked the children of Israel because they forgot the things that God had already done for them. We should never forget those past victories. But we can't live in the past. We shouldn't just be talking only about what God did years ago. We should be talking about the victories that God is bringing in our life right now. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead." We ought to always be moving forward by faith. Because I want to tell you something. He is leading us forward into victory. 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ." He's leading us in triumph. He's leading us forward in victory, not into defeat. No, we're going forward by faith into victory. He always, King James says it this way, he always causes us to triumph. We're not defeated. God doesn't lead his people into defeat. He leads his people into triumph. He leads us into victory. And when we have that attitude, I'm telling you, that faith attitude, thanks be to God who gives us the victory, that will put you over into victory. We got to have that spirit, that attitude of faith where we are thanking God for the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the Old Testament, there was a time when a great army came against the children of Israel, and it was far beyond their ability to fight this army. It's kind of hard for us to relate to or understand when we live in a nation that has the greatest military power of any nation ever in history. It's kind of hard for us to relate to that. But here was this nation who was so outmatched, so outpowered by the army that had come against them. There was nothing that they could do by themselves, but they prayed and they sought God, and God answered. God gave them a word, and here was that word. We're going to send the praisers. We're going to send the worship team out in front. Wouldn't you like to have been on the worship team? We're going to go play and sing our instruments out into the battle. But here's what they sang. 2 Chronicles 20:21. In the NIV, it says it this way: "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." They sang it over and over. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. We're walking out into a battle where men fight with swords and spears, and that's ugly, right? That's gruesome. We're walking out into the battlefield giving thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Thanking God. But you know what happened? The Lord ambushed their enemy and totally defeated them. And there was not one left alive. And all the children of Israel had to do was go in and take the spoils of victory. Just take all the riches that were left behind, because those guys weren't going to need it anymore. You talk about an unexpected inheritance. Victory! How did this happen? All they did was thank God for it. His love endures forever. They trusted God. What faith, what trust that took, that they would go out into a battle and just thank the Lord for the victory. So what battle are you facing this morning? What's making you anxious? This is one of the things that's part of the pandemic. There is an epidemic of people being upset and anxious about so many things. What's making you anxious? What are you afraid of? What is it that you are praying about? It should be all of the above, but we got to look to God with faith and believe that the things that we take to the Lord in prayer, he's going to take care of. Now, every week we've looked at this verse, and we're not going to make an exception today. Philippians 4:6, "Be anxious for nothing, Yeah, that includes the thing you're anxious about, the thing you're upset about, the thing you're all wound up over. Yeah, it includes that. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With thanksgiving, this is so important because when we believe, we will give thanks. If you're struggling to believe this morning, I encourage you to go to the Word of God. You need a word from God to help you believe. If you're asking for anything according to His will, the Bible says that you can know that you have the things that you've asked of Him. Here it is in 1 John 5:14 and 15. It says, "This is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of Him." You see, if we're asking according to His will, if we're asking in line with the Word of God, if we're standing on a promise from the Word of God, we can know we have what we've asked of Him. And if you know that you have what you've asked of Him, how could you not give Him thanks for it? Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them." Here's part of the teaching of Jesus on faith, that you believe, you receive. Whatever you pray about, believe you receive, and you shall have it. Now, I realize that a lot of people just kind of go through the motions of prayer. It's kind of a religious thing. They're upset about something, and so they talk to God about it. You know, they pray, but they're not really believing that God is going to do a miracle or that God is going to step into that situation. They don't believe they receive. They're just letting the Lord know about their concern or what it is that they don't like that's going on. We're just letting you know, God. Not we believe you for anything. We're just letting you know. But here's the thing. When we believe we receive, Jesus says, "You shall have it." And if we really believe we have it, I mean, if we believe we receive, we're going to say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe I receive and I thank you for it." It's not really that complicated. I've used this example before, but this is that time of year that, you know, next month I'm going to have a birthday. So, Carmen, will you fix dumplings for my birthday meal? Thank you, dear. You know why I thank her? Because I believe her. If she says she'll do it, I know her word is good enough. She'll do it. Some time ago, I asked Heather. I said, "Heather, would you unlock the building on Sunday morning?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Thank you." You know why? Because I know she'll do it. Why? When we ask God for something, if we know that it's His will and we know He's going to do it, why would we not thank Him for it? I'm telling you, so often, whether or not we thank God in our prayer tells on us whether or not we really believe. Because if we believe that God really is doing it, He's taking care of it, that He's given us the victory, then we're going to thank Him for it. How could we not? And so often, the answer to our prayer is yes, but we don't receive because we don't really believe. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "All the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." All the promises in Jesus are yes. We just got to get to the place where we believe. Don't stop believing the promises. Don't stop believing that the answer is yes. Don't stop believing that your victory is on its way. Don't stop believing that your breakthrough is coming. Don't stop believing that your victory isn't coming. Keep believing. Keep standing in faith. Keep thanking God. Keep thanking God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, most of the time when we pray about something, there's going to be a period of waiting. Now, God can do it that very instant, and sometimes God does that. Sometimes He answers our prayer before the words are not even completely out of our mouth. But most of the time, when we pray, there's going to be a waiting period. There's going to be a trying of our faith. And it may last a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Sometimes it lasts for years. But there's a trying of our faith, a period of time. It doesn't mean that God hasn't answered. It doesn't mean that the victory is not coming. And we need to go ahead and thank God for it, even in the midst of the waiting and the trial of faith, because we believe. Don't give up on your faith because it hasn't happened yet, because it didn't happen on your time frame or the way that you told God that He should do it. But instead, you thank God that He's bringing your victory. Think about old Abraham, 75 years old. And he tells the Lord, he says, I don't have an heir. And the Lord promises him that his descendants are going to be like the stars in the sky, the sand on the seashore. And the years go by. And the years go by. He was already 75. And he's 100 years old. When the manifestation of that victory finally came. And he had that promised son. 25 years is a long time. And especially when you're 75 years old and it's 100 when the son finally comes. And I want you to hear this. Abraham did not waver in unbelief, but he believed the promise of God in spite of how it looked. Think about how it must have looked. The Bible says his body was as good as dead. His wife was barren. She had always been barren. She had never been able to have children. Think about how it looked. Think about what other people must have said to them during that 25-year period. Can you imagine? They probably thought he was crazy. Think about all the thoughts that must have come against his mind. But he didn't waver. He glorified God. He gave glory to God. Romans 4:20 in the Living Bible says it this way. It says, but Abraham never doubted. He believed God, for his faith and trust grew ever stronger. And he praised God for this blessing even before it happened. He was praising God. He was thanking God for the miracle of this promised son that was going to come. Listen, he wasn't perfect. He made mistakes along the way. But he believed, and God fulfilled the promise that he had made to him. And I want you to understand that, yes, you're going to have a trying of your faith. There's going to be a period of time, many times, most of the time, from when you prayed until you finally see it. And what do you do in between? You stand in faith and you believe God and you thank him for it. Thank you, Lord, for my victory that's coming. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. See, when we have the substance of the things hoped for, that's faith. When we have evidence of things not seen, that's faith. When you got something on the inside of you that you know, even though you can't see it, that's faith. And when we can't see it, but we know that we know. When we have faith, you know what we do? We thank God. We thank God as though it was right there in front of us because we have the proof of it in our heart. That's faith. And so we thank God. As long as we can't thank God, we're still struggling with unbelief. We're still wavering. See, when the doctor's report isn't good, We still say, thank you, Father, for healing me. I thank you that your word says in Psalm 103, he heals all my diseases. Thank you, Father, for healing all my diseases. Praying to lose weight. Praying to lose weight because I can't do it on my own. So I'm praying to lose weight. Well, guess what? I'm not on my own anymore because I brought the Lord into this equation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm thanking the Lord. Mark 9:23, Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. I thank you, Lord. It's not too hard for you. And so when the scales are telling me one thing, I'm saying to the Lord, thank you, Lord, that I can lose weight because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I woke up at 3:30, but you know what? Instead of griping and complaining about it, see, here's how this goes. Doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter what I eat. Doesn't matter how hard I work out. I just can't lose weight. Just can't. You know, other people can. I can't. It's not fair. Quit drinking coffee. Trying to stay on schedule. Just can't sleep. Wake up every morning. Doggone it. No. That's not the way to victory. That's the way to be miserable. That's the way to stay defeated. How much better is it to pray about it and then begin to thank God and say, Lord, I'm thanking you that my sleep is going to be sweet, that I'm going to have the peace of God. I'm going to wake well rested. I'm thanking you for it, Lord. I believe it, and I believe I receive, so I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And we talked about this verse a few weeks ago, or last week, Philippians 2:14. Do all things without complaining. Now, I realize there's more to the verse and there's more to the chapter, but I can tell you that this phrase stands on its own. Do all things without complaining. All things. Do everything without complaining. What do you got to do? Do it without complaining. Say, I don't like it. Do it without complaining. You're going to drive somewhere? Do it without complaining. You got to get up early? Do it without complaining. Whatever you got to do, you got to carry the trash out because your wife, do it without complaining, right? Whatever you do, he says, do all things without complaining. For the child of God, this has no place in our life. Do all things without complaining. I challenged you last week to go on a complaining fast, and I know it's a hard habit to break. I know personally it's a hard habit to break. People say things like, well, I'm so tired of being treated this way at work. They don't pay me enough money to put up with this. Well, that's making you happy, talking that way. How much better to say, Lord, I just thank you that you give me favor with God and man, that you put a shield of favor around me, Lord. Lord, that you're going to prosper the work of my hands, that everything I do is going to be blessed. I thank you for that, Father. I'm just telling you, complaining doesn't work. At best, it's faithless. And as long as we complain, we don't believe we receive. As long as we feel sorry for ourselves, we don't believe we receive. We should always be giving thanks, not complaining. You see, you never get what God has for you by complaining. He doesn't work that way. He doesn't like complaining. We read last week how that the children of Israel were destroyed when they complained. You see, it just opens the door for trouble in your life when you complain. But God doesn't bring his will to pass in your life because you're complaining. Now, most of the time, people will say, you don't get what you want by complaining. But that's not really always true. A lot of the time you can get what you want by complaining. And sometimes God will even give you what you want by complaining. But that's not a good thing. When the children of Israel were complaining about not having any meat to eat. Now listen, I can relate to that. Because if I don't have meat with a meal, I just feel like I didn't eat. But the Bible says they wept before the Lord. I ain't going to cry about it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, they complained and complained and complained and cried about it until finally God had enough and he said, I'm going to give you meat to eat. Here's what he said in Numbers 11, 19 and 20. He says, you shall eat not one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you. You're going to eat it till it's coming out your nose and you're going to hate it. And I got to tell you, as a pastor, I've seen people thought they wanted something so, so bad. And they complained and complained and complained till they got it. And then it was loathsome to them. Don't complain to the Lord. They say, oh, but I know this is what I need. Listen, you better trust God. Put that in the hands of God. And unless God has given you a word, unless you have a word from God, you're believing God, you don't tell God how to run his business. But instead, you just trust God and know that he's working on your behalf for your very best. Complaining will put you on a downhill slide. It'll put you on the road to accepting defeat. But when we give thanks to God, it's putting us on a road to victory. He gives us the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. No matter what we say or do, we do it in the name of the Lord, giving thanks. Oh, what a better way to live. Instead of always complaining, we're always giving thanks. You know, I remember back before I turned my life over to the Lord, I used to be around people that just cussed all the time. Some people, it's just every sentence almost. They got a cuss word in there. It's like they can't even talk without a cuss word. And you know, I just think that believers ought to be that way about Thanksgiving. That we just ought to be talking Thanksgiving all the time. That we just ought to be giving God thanks. Whatever we're doing. When good things are happening, we're just saying, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. When bad things are happening, guess what? We're still saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know you've got this. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It ought to be the way we talk. Some of you just kind of looking at me right now. True. But I'm telling you, the Bible tells us this is the way that we're supposed to do life. In everything that we say and do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Not being treated right at work. So what do you do instead of complain? You give thanks to God. You just start praising him, thanking him. He's taking care of you, that he's blessing you. But when you're complaining, you're out of the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. When we're complaining, we're out of the will of God. You say, oh no, we want to know the big things, you know. That's the will of God we want to know. You know why we miss the big things? A lot of times it's because we're not obeying the things that the Bible tells us very plainly. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. See, you're going to be out of the will of God when you're just complaining all the time. Get in the will of God. Here's the will of God. In everything you're giving thanks. That's how you find yourself right smack dab in the middle of the will of God and victory. Enjoying the blessings of the Lord and what he has for you instead of having to settle for what you thought. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says this, and since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Listen, when we really believe something, we speak it. I'm not talking this morning about just offering God thanksgiving as lip service. I'm talking about when you believe in your heart that God is answering your prayer, when you really believe that you receive, then you're going to thank God for it. We believe, and therefore we speak. That's why we say, thank you, Lord, because we believe. Trouble and difficulty comes. Most people just kind of go into complain mode. But if we go into thanksgiving mode when trouble comes, I'm telling you, you're putting yourself over into the victory zone where you're going to have real victory. Thanksgiving. It is an expression of our faith. You see, we're thanking God because we believe, but it also reinforces our faith. The more that we say, thank you, Lord, for this answered prayer, the more that it's going to strengthen your faith to continue to believe through that trying of your faith. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, it says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. He says, established in the faith as you've been taught. How are you going to abound in it? See, a lot of people, they're just kind of dabbling in it. They're just struggling in it. You abound in it with thanksgiving. You learn to give thanks to God. Because it will strengthen, it will boost your faith. It'll keep your faith strong, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So yes, you just keep thanking God. You say, well, I thanked him once. You know what? You need to thank him more than he needs to hear it. You need to keep your faith moving forward, believing, confessing out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When circumstances tell you something different, that's the very time that you need to continue to thank God for your victory. Stressful situation, a battle, a storm comes up, and the natural tendency is to complain. Like the disciples out on the water in the boat with Jesus, and Jesus is asleep in the boat, and they wake him up and they say, Lord, we're about to die. Don't you even care? Complaining. You know what Jesus' response was? Well, he got up and he spoke peace to the wind and the waves. But here's what he said to the disciples in Matthew 8, 26. Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? You see, when we're complaining, we got little faith. Little faith. When we're giving God thanks, it boosts and builds our faith. When we're giving God thanks, we've got strong faith. So we, instead of complaining, Lord, don't you see? Lord, why don't you do something? Lord, listen, God doesn't respond to that. I don't know why we just keep trying it. It doesn't work. What does work is when you pray and you believe you receive and you start thanking God for it. God responds to that. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God for you. In your battle and your struggle, he gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. When you're too weak, the enemy will try to beat you down, tell you you can never win. But instead of accepting that, you say, Father, I thank you that your word says when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You say, when you find yourself struggling with an addiction, all kinds of addictions. It can be tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. It can be pornography. It can be social media. All kinds of things people get addicted to and let control their life. Well, let me tell you something. What's better than complaining about it and just being upset about it is instead to ask God to deliver you and say, Father, I thank you that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And then you find yourself still making the same mistake, still bound to the same addiction. You know what you do? You say, Father, I thank you that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you keep saying it. You keep thanking God for it. You keep praying and believing and thanking him for it. And I'll tell you, you're going to see the manifestation of it. You're dealing with an illness in your body or your loved one is. The worst thing you can do is to get down in the dumps where you feel sorry for yourself and you just accept that this is just the way it is. No, instead, you say, Lord, I thank you for Psalm 103, verse 3, that he heals all my diseases. I thank you, Lord, for healing. I believe we receive, and Lord, we're standing to see it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm thanking you, Lord, for that child that you've been praying for. You see, you just start thanking the Lord for it. If you did it for Abraham and Sarah, Lord, you can do it for me. Start thanking the Lord for that spouse that you've been praying about. Don't complain. Oh, you know, there's just not any good Christian men, not any good Christian women. No, instead, you start thanking the Lord. Listen, he's got one. He hadn't run out. But you need to start thanking God for it instead of complaining about it. It doesn't matter what your battle is. I'm telling you, you say, well, I'm not smart enough. I don't have what it takes. Father, I thank you that you give wisdom to all who ask. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom of God in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, during this pandemic, it's been discouraging for all of us in different ways, but I can tell you that pastors are not an exception to that. It's been such a difficult time for pastors. You know, number one, it seemed like, well, there's no way you can please everybody. And a lot of us kind of make the mistake of being somewhere in the middle on some issues. And so people on both sides hate us or mad at us. But the biggest thing, the biggest battle for pastors is that we have a passion and a call and a burden to see lives changed and to see people being discipled and serving God and being blessed. And during this pandemic, most churches are running somewhere around a third of their normal crowd. And some of those are people that are worshiping at home online. And I thank God for that. But we also know that some of them are just straight out of church. But you know what? I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to allow myself to feel bad and be upset and cry about it. No, instead, I choose to pray and I choose to say thank you, Father, that we plant and we water and you give the increase. I see it coming in. It doesn't matter how long it takes. You say, oh, it's been months and months and months or years and years. I don't care. I'm believing God and I'm thanking you for it, Father. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for the harvest that's coming in Jesus' name. I don't know what your battle is, but I know how to fight that battle. You fight it by faith. You pray and then you just begin to thank God for the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to me. I know that all of us go through hardships. I'm not telling you that your faith is or your life is going to be perfect. I'm not telling you that everything's going to be just the way you want. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that in the midst of the difficulties, in the midst of disappointments, challenges, even heartaches, even in the midst of all of those things, we should be thanking God. We should be trusting God. I look at the Apostle Paul who wrote those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He also wrote, from the Jews 5 times, I received the 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water and robbers, and my own countrymen and Gentiles in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, in perils of false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold nakedness, besides all the other things, what comes upon me daily, the deep concern for the churches. And what does he say? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, you're going to have some battles. You're going to have some struggles. You're going to have some situations that seem hopeless. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep on thanking God. Keep on believing God and trusting God. One last verse I want to give you this morning is Hebrews 13:15. It says, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks. That's what thanksgiving is. It is the fruit of our lips. It is where we're saying thank you, God. And how often does he say that we are to do this? Continually. Continually. Let us continually offer this sacrifice. Now, some people think it's a sacrifice because we don't want to give it, like you're giving it begrudgingly. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not at all what it means by sacrifice. It's talking about a sacrifice in the sense that just as in the Old Testament, they would bring their offering, an animal, a grain offering, whatever it was, and they would offer it up to the Lord. You see, we offer up to the Lord this sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Even in the difficult times, even when we don't feel like it, we offer up this sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Stand with me. We're going to pray. Father.